All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 388. I am your host, GBD, from Tokyo, Japan, for the last time ever. And we are joined by Wombat, who I have nothing interesting or special to say about.
Thanks. I have nothing or interesting or special to say. So it all works.
No, that's not true at all. I'm sure you have a lot of exciting and interesting things to say.
We'll find out together now, won't we?
Yes, and Shipwreck, who is also here with things to say.
Boy, am I.
Yes.
Boy, howdy.
Yeah, so welcome to the show, everybody. The last show where I am recording in the morning in Tokyo while these guys are in America at nighttime. That's the one thing that I'm not looking forward to, is because this was very convenient for me because I would start recording, you know, 9 or 10 a.m. around that time. Everybody's at work or at school, and I have all day to, you know, to work on the show, although it doesn't take me that long. But now I'm going to have to do it at like 9 o'clock, like you guys, at night.
Yeah, you're screwed, dude.
That's not good.
No, it's
that's
not.
A lot. That's
I,
a lot.
I would
less
do it the next. Then do it the next day. I did the CAG 4 plays at night. That was a nightmare. Like, something goes wrong, you're up to like 1 or 2 a.m. trying to get this show out. It's just not worth it.
Oh, you're talking about the production. The actual production.
Yeah. I don't think this moment in time, the actual record, is, I want to say, relatively painless for you.
My wife needs my attention at all times.
Well, then, you know what? You'll see her more often when she's working in Manhattan.
How's that?
I don't know. I'm just trying to
why
stuff up.
Why how maybe if her don't ask too many questions. It's possible if her job is less demanding, which it might be. Like she doesn't leave work at 7 or 7:30. Then I guess I would see her more.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty fast at producing the show. It only takes me a couple of hours. But yeah, I guess I would just do it the next morning. That makes more sense.
Especially because you're going to be on that East Coast time anyway. Say we record on a Wednesday night and you edit it, you know, after Ty goes to school on a Thursday morning, it'll probably still be up by midday Thursday.
Oh, totally. It'd be up before lunchtime.
Exactly. So really, I think our listeners can handle not having a show at 2 a.m. on, you know, that same day.
So it
works out. Everybody wins.
But now I have to find an apartment. Because now I'll be recording where, you know, Ty's asleep. So right now, my office and Ty's bedroom are right next door to each other. We share a wall. And I don't know that would fly if he was sleeping while I was recording. So now I have to look for an apartment where it lays out.
You haven't found an apartment yet?
No. We have like a corporate housing.
Okay.
So, yeah. So my wife, you know, got like the nice move package. She has a what? What was that?
I said, my wife.
My wife. She don't like the brown face. No, she's got, you know, they're paying for our move. They're paying for our plane tickets. And we have a month of, you know, like a corporate housing, an apartment. But for the long term, when we look for an apartment, now I have to take the CADcast into consideration. Or put up soundproofing, which probably is not going to happen.
You'd be surprised, like when a kid is asleep, how soundly they can sleep. Because I'm relatively close to my children.
Right. Yeah. Ty sleeps pretty soundly.
Yeah. Actually. My son, I'm relatively close to. My daughter is pretty much on the opposite end of the house. But, you know, yeah.
My voice is booming, though.
That is true. You don't have a mousy lady voice like I do.
Excellent point, Wombat. As always. So, yeah. So, we only have a few more nights in this apartment. It's, what is it? Today's Thursday. So, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and where the movers come Sunday morning. And then we stay in a hotel for a couple of days, and then we out.
That's cool, though.
It's exciting.
It's exciting for me. I had lunch with Benjamin Gilbert recently, and he's excited. He wants all of us to go to dinner one night, and by all of us, he means the six of us. He wants wives.
Wives. Oh,
wives.
Wow.
He wants to do like a husband and wife human being dinner.
Right. Okay. Well, we can do that.
Well, when you're in New York, we can. Now we can't. These are like possibilities, though, of things that can happen.
Yes.
So it's very also exciting.
Also freezing my ass off. Is something
yeah, it's super cold in New York right now.
I have a winter jacket that I don't think I've really ever worn here. It just sits in the closet because it just doesn't get cold enough. Maybe like it gets down to 45. But that's pretty much it. Maybe it'll snow once a year. But that's it. And I'm ready to freeze my ass off. So yeah, exciting things are happening. What else we got? Anything exciting happening with you? Should we go right into show feedback? What do you say?
I just wanted I put this under watch this bitches. Yes. Oh, we're gonna do show feedback first. Whatever. Okay, we'll do show feedback first. Usually we do that after watch this bitches.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Fine.
It's in the order. I didn't change the order of the
outline.
You have
an
outline in front of you, right?
I had a very long day.
We don't care. Show feedback.
Oh, fine.
I didn't. It's only 11
a.m. The vast majority of the show feedback was telling us either to be more favorable towards Nintendo or to just stop talking about Nintendo altogether. And on that note, I'm not going to read any specific comment, and I'm just going to move on from that. But that was
I didn't think that we were we negative. I mean, we were just sort of wondering out loud why we don't find ourselves enamored with Nintendo. I don't think we were criticized. Well, maybe we definitely criticized.
Yeah, definitely criticized.
Was it like mean?
I don't think it's not so much mean as it was dismissive.
People don't want to hear it.
Exactly.
All right.
But
and by the way.
Yes,
that was an earthquake. That
oh
happened.
Yeah,
I checked Twitter. See, I can't really tell these days if it's an earthquake or not. Sometimes, especially if I'm standing at my desk and I'm leaning on it, I can't really tell. But then I checked Twitter to find out if it was an earthquake, and it was.
That's kind of like when I don't know if Jack Thompson's still alive or not, and then all of a sudden it's just all over my Twitter.
Right. It's either because he died or he did something.
Yeah, exactly. So Brad Grins, yeah, why not? Has to say, Wombat, you are high. Sony isn't throwing a silly in-store promo. It's a big show with tons of panels, demos, a keynote, and presumably a bunch of free swag. BlizzCon is a community event. QuakeCon is a community event. Even PAX is a community event. They all charge for tickets. My argument is, no, BlizzCon is a convention, and QuakeCon is a convention. And PAX is an expo.
Your argument sucks.
It's semantics, but it's a thing. I don't. I say that a community event is not the same as a convention. It's not.
In this context, it is.
But it isn't. They're not calling it a convention. They're going out of their way to not call it a convention.
What is it called? What is the Sony thing called?
A community event.
No, but it has a name.
That's not what it's called. It's called like the PlayStation event or something.
Yeah, it's PlayStation Experience.
PlayStation Experience. Yes.
Yeah, and they're describing it, and they describe it as a community event.
Well, there'll be people there who live in a community.
There's people there. There's a community of people there.
Yeah. Nope. I don't buy it.
I think you're being really silly about this.
I don't like. It bothers me. These are the things that bother me.
I don't see how you could be possibly bothered by the PlayStation Experience.
If they called convention.
They don't even call it anything. You're not going to it.
I've never been to Las Vegas.
PlayStation Experience, there's nothing to criticize about it. Like,
well, it hasn't happened yet, has it?
Exactly. It hasn't happened yet. It's an event. People are paying tickets or paying money for tickets. They want to go. They want to play PlayStation games. They're going to have a good time. There's nothing to criticize about it.
So you're saying I need to let this one go.
Yes.
I know where Wombat's coming from, though. Wombat is, he's maybe not expressing it in the right way, but I think what you're saying is somehow Sony should be above like charging for something like this, which is obviously, you know, just a big marketing event for PlayStation.
Yes.
That it should just be free and to promote the PlayStation. And somehow by charging money for it, it's like, hey, we could use some money.
It is so true. And it's so weird
they could use some money.
I understand that Sony is broke, but this is like they're advertising that they're broke.
Well, I don't know. But I don't think it matters what if they call it a community event, an expo, or whatever. But yeah, that's the take I got from your complaint was like, hey, it's Sony. Why not just do it for free? But yeah, look, they If they can make
they
money out of it.
They used to do a really cool, for all I know they still do, and I'm just not invited anymore, a really cool holiday event in Manhattan where they would rent out a space and just set up a whole bunch of consoles, and it would be open for like 3 days, and you could come by anytime during the day. I would go by after work, and you could play games, and they would give you drinks and food.
Who was
while
that
you
for,
game.
Though? That was for like press and stuff.
Well, that was what was interesting about it. It wasn't just press. It was press, and then there was another line for people. So if you were press, you didn't have to wait online. But if you weren't press,
if you were a community,
then there was a line you could wait on to go in and check it all out. And this is around the time when the PlayStation 3 was relatively new. But it was pretty cool.
Okay. But I guess the overall picture here is maybe we should wait to see what how the event is before we decide whether
it's
going to
be fine. People are going to go. They're going to have a good time.
It's Vegas.
This is literally something. Yeah, you're in Vegas. You're going there to play video games. There's going to be other people around you that play video games. You're going to get free T-shirts, Wombat.
The Jeff Keighley Video Game Awards for Excellence will be held around the same time.
Right. It's going to be good. I would like to go to it. It seems like it would be a fun time.
Yeah,
I would like to go too.
Would you spend the money to go? Well, you don't care.
Who?
Either of you. Would you spend the money on hotels and airfare and
tickets? I wouldn't have a problem doing it. No. Right. Other than the time of year that it is, that's the main thing that's discouraging.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It's like in 2 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the first week in December, which. Yeah. That's tough for vacation time around there.
I agree. Agreed.
Right. Well, I would like any excuse to. I had a great time in Vegas, even though I didn't gamble or anything. I would go back to that car racing thing again. That was fun. And not gamble again. But, all right, well, I'm sure some of our listeners are going, and you have to let us know how it is.
Yeah, I will fully admit if I'm wrong.
I bet Sackboy will be there. Fat Princess, she'll be there.
What, Kratos will be there?
Will they be signing autographs?
All your favorite PlayStation.
I bet Lou Ferrigno will be there because he goes to lots of conventions to sign things.
Mini-Me. I bet Mini-Me will be there.
Yep, Vern Troyer, Lou Ferrigno, Aaron Gray. It'll be
Aaron Gray? From Buck Rogers?
Yes. Tell me that wasn't the best pull of the show.
Aaron Gray. I love Aaron Gray. And she was in Silver Spoons.
On Silver Spoons, yep. She owns a big management company that actually hires the people that go to conventions to sign things.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So there you go. Why do I know that is the other question.
She looked really good in that white spacesuit.
Yeah, she looked really good, period.
Yeah, but I remember specifically like in the intro to Buck Rogers, you know, when her name splashes across the screen, like she was wearing that white.
It was one of those moments when you're really young and all of a sudden it's like, I have feelings about women.
Right. All right. Let's move on before this gets really awkward. Is that it for the show feedback? Is there anything else?
No, that's all I got.
All right. Watch this, bitches. Something?
I don't know if everyone knows this because I found this out today. That if you have the Vudu app on pretty much anything, I know it's available on the Xbox and I'm pretty sure the PlayStation as well, you can sync it with Disney Anywhere. So if you're like me and you have a bunch of kids who have a bunch of Disney Blu-rays.
Not like you.
Yes. Well, you can actually, if you have Disney Anywhere and you already have the movies on the Disney Anywhere app, you can sync that to your Vudu so you can finally watch all of those movies on your console. You know, without having to put a disc in. They're just going to be on there, which is kind of cool. I synced it up, and then poof, I had 7 new movies on my consoles.
Ta-da!
Yeah. So, and if you sync it now, just for doing the process of syncing up your Disney Anywhere to your Vudu account, you get a free copy of Wreck-It Ralph. Pass. So it's worth doing just for the free Wreck-It Ralph, because that's a good movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's a good movie. It's fun.
It's fun. It's fun.
And it's free. Excuse me for telling our listeners how to get legally a free copy of a decent movie.
Okay. It's good. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Do I have anything for Watch This, Bitches?
I don't know. Did we lose Shipwreck?
No. I'm just thoroughly uninterested in Vudu.
He's syncing his account right now. Actually.
I know you own a bunch of Disney movies, though, don't you?
I do, but this has been a thing for quite a while on Apple TV. So,
oh, you have the Disney Anywhere on Apple TV. Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's not good. I can do it on four other devices that are connected to that TV now.
Exactly. Now you don't have to switch devices. That's a thing, right?
I do like that. I do like that, yes.
I know. Excuse me for trying to make everyone's life a little bit brighter.
Shut up, everybody. He's trying to save you money. I don't think I watch now. Is Mrs. Chibi and I just switch off from Arrow and Flash every night.
I'm an episode behind on Arrow. And was there a new Flash this week? If so, I haven't watched that either. I watched last week's Flash. Flash is good.
The best part about Flash is the last 60 seconds.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Every week they throw in like a little like holy shit moment, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah, but I like Arrow. Oh, yes, you were saying.
We're behind on Arrow.
Yeah.
But the one thing that they have to they still haven't gotten rid of like all the eye rolling moments.
No, they have not. There's a lot now. There seems to be more this season. You know what this season is really missing?
What's that?
And I didn't realize how much I would feel it until it was gone. You know, when they had Deathstroke as the season-long bad guy.
Yeah.
And Deathstroke is a really good bad guy. They had a good actor playing him. They wrote that part really well.
He was a badass.
Yeah, and if you were a fan of comics, you knew how well established he was and why he was a threat. So all of that combined made for a very compelling season. Right now, it doesn't feel like it's there yet.
Yeah, we're a few episodes behind, but on the last episode that we saw, there was a three-way fight, and those things should not exist. Where like. Three people are fighting each other at the same time, and they're all fighting like you don't even know who's on. They're all like fighting individually, right? It's not even like two on one or anything. It's just everybody's fighting each other at the same time. It didn't make any sense. Or people just start fighting for no reason, like They Live when Roddy Piper tries to get that guy to put on the glasses, and then they're just like wrestling in the alley.
Have you ever seen an actor with more dumb face than the guy who plays Roy?
He's okay. I don't mind.
Every time, like if he's not speaking, like when it's just his resting face, he looks dumb. Like
maybe he's not supposed to be that smart.
I guess not. Like maybe that's dumb. Like the character. I don't know.
Acting.
He's got a serious case of the dumb face.
All right. Well, no more three-way fighting. And
no more three ways and dumb face.
And no more Felicity and Oliver relationship.
No, that's done. That's done. That's totally done.
Okay. Okay, good. All right, That's it. There's a new Frontline, but I haven't watched it yet because it was depressing and long.
You know what show's getting better, and I know I'm the only one who's going to watch it, is S.H.I.E.L.D.
Gotham.
S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh. No, Gotham I haven't watched in like four episodes. But right. I'm up to date on S.H.I.E.L.D. That show is fun.
It's pretty good. Okay.
It's getting better. I mean, you know, they're wrapping up loose ends and they're building towards other things that might be interesting. So,
how about we do some new releases this week? Because this is like the motherload. We're in the meat of the year's lineup.
This is it, Shipwreck. It's your time to shine.
Are we done talking about Voodoo and DC shows?
Yes.
I can't guarantee that we won't come back to it.
Yeah, Shipwreck's time to shine. Make it work.
All right. Well, I've been playing Dragon Age Inquisition.
Me too.
I started that last week with that EA Access thing.
I did not.
That's pretty neat. Why did the graphics suck so bad in this game?
It's really interesting because the graphics are not particularly good, and I'm playing it on the PlayStation 4, and you're playing it on the Xbox One. And I even if my graphics might be a little bit sharper than yours, which is very possible, I don't know. They still aren't so great. I think some of the close-ups of people talking are okay.
The gameplay graphics don't look right when they talk, though.
They're definitely not last gen graphics. It's a little bit sharper than last gen, but it still has like this weird kind of jank to it.
Yes.
I'm gonna
jump down this mountain, but like my feet aren't gonna like turn correctly. They're just really stiff.
Yeah, and
sliding.
I think the reason for that is I don't know why I'm making excuses for BioWare, but when you have a game where you can choose one of really technically infinite number of characters, depending upon how much time you spend in the character,
they all have the same ankles.
I guess they do. I don't know. I'm just trying to, well, you know, you could be a mage or the archer or an elf archer or a human archer or
all of these characters have ankles right above their feet.
I guess having a little bit of glide will take the game away from having like slowdown and frame rate issues. Does it have frame rate issues?
I think that's probably it's because of like the scope of the environments, and they needed to put a game out, really. And it's a good game. It's just that is the one glaring thing that's staring you in the face the entire time you're playing it.
It's not pretty. It is not a pretty game, but it is a big game and it is a fun game. So it's got those two things going for it.
What's different about it than the previous Dragon Age games?
It's definitely more open world than the last one. Like this one is much more, I don't know, almost Skyrim. It like reminds me of like that kind of openness.
I mean, you may be further along than me, but I feel like it's definitely got pockets to it though, where it's not really as continuous as the Skyrim is in the world.
Sure. It's maybe a little Kingdom of Amalur openness.
Maybe more. I mean, if you played
in between Skyrim and Amalur, I would say.
Yeah. If you played Origins was very much you went to a location and that was, and the location, although you could free roam within that location, the locations were relatively small. Now it's larger location, so it plays a lot more like Origins than, you know, Dragon Age 2 was very small. It was a very small world. This is significantly bigger than 2 and significantly bigger than Origins, but it plays more like Origins.
Yeah, I'm only about maybe 5 hours in, and I've been delaying going forward on the story.
I'm about four and a half hours in. So
it keeps flashing on the screen to go to like the war map and warp to somewhere.
Yeah, I have things to do though. Like,
you're like, no. Right.
Exactly. I have to find all the camps. I have to find all the flags. There's flags to find. It's like this game is made for you.
You press it on the left analog stick, and it like shoots out this little thing. It's like tells you if anything's nearby that you can pick up, and you can do that the entire time you're walking, just constantly hitting that button, and it'll do a little bing, and then you have to turn around in circles until you find the thing that is making it bing. Usually it's like a flower or
metal
that you can mine.
I need to find cloth. I'm looking for cloth.
What's the combat like in this game?
I'm an archer, so I hold down the right trigger.
The right trigger?
Arrows, and then I can hit like my special abilities with the face buttons.
But it's not really action-y, right? It's not like Twitch.
I'm a mage, so I also stand back and hold down the right trigger.
So
and
turn-based.
I shoot lightning, and then occasionally I will do a spell.
No, not where turn-based.
It's not turn-based.
It's
real time.
But you're not like aiming and countering.
It's third-person Skyrim-y.
You're like locking on. You lock on and then just hold. It's a little more. I wouldn't say Diablo per se, but it's more like that with a little bit of Fallout 3, maybe, because you can stop time and choose your shot.
And you can like go to this overhead view and like boss people around, like
because you have a party of three other dudes, three other people.
You don't do that, do you, Wombat?
No, I never do that.
Yeah,
I only play as myself. Stuff. Yeah, I only play as myself, and I never tell anyone else what to do.
So different from part of that is true to real life.
Exactly.
A lot of playing with yourself.
A lot of playing with myself, but also a lot of me telling other people what to do.
Exactly.
Yes. No,
I downloaded the thing from EA Access, but I couldn't bring myself to actually play it.
You should try. Did you play the other two?
No.
Oh, see, I did. I even went to the Keep, the Dragon Age Keep website to check out my tapestry to see all the choices I made in the other two games to import my world. I did that all that nonsense. I have no idea if it actually worked because there's no like indication that I could, as far as I know. And then as I was playing it, I realized I really don't care. So if there is a flaw to this game, it's that I really don't care what happened in the past.
How's the story?
It's fine. I don't think you could spoil the first 5 minutes of a game. The basic plot line is you have like a magic hand that can close the rifts that are bringing in the demons. So
also a thing that you can mark off on the map.
Yes. So you may or may not be the chosen one of whatever that means.
Probably are.
Yeah, you may or may not be the chosen one, so therefore you must go around and close all the rifts that are bringing in the demons and save the world. And that's it. There's the whole game. That's really it, right? I think I got it.
Yeah, like I said, I'm like waiting off on doing the story because so far I don't like any of these characters, and I don't really care if they like.
Oh,
me.
I like the beardless dwarf. I forget his name.
Sure. Who doesn't love a dwarf?
He's fun.
The dwarfs are always fun.
He was in Dragon Age 2. I like him. But okay. Yeah, the other people are all kind of like, I don't know. Hey, look, I'm a bald elf mage. Look how cool I am. You're not cool. My guy looks good, though. I made him look very Mediterranean, which I didn't do on purpose, but in the world, I kind of like it. So, yes. Like
my guy's a pale, redheaded elf.
Yeah, my guy, for some reason, his complexion is somewhat tan. Which I didn't do on purpose, but I like it, so I'm not complaining. He looks a lot more handsome than I am.
This seems like it's a game that's really easy to just do nothing for long periods of time. Just walk around. Like, I don't even know who these people are that I'm fighting. Like,
no, me neither. I killed a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, I just walk around. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, that one has a reticule on it. I can kill that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that.
I'm
a terrible person in this world.
I decided to do some side missions without doing the main mission, and I did a couple of things, and then I stumbled across the guy to talk to for the main mission, and I talked to him, and without me realizing it, I did 3 of the 4 things I needed to do to complete that mission, and I'm like, oh, look at me.
Do you see yourself finishing this game, both of you guys?
I would like to spend more time playing it, yes.
Maybe. So
you were pretty into the other ones, Wombat.
Yeah, I played a ton. I finished both of them, so...
I've never finished one of these, so... Hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, you're not selling me on it. I gotta be honest.
I don't think you would like it, Chief.
No, it's a love-it-or-leave-it game. It's either for you or it's not.
I'm gonna leave it.
Okay. There's other things to play. Are you playing anything else?
You should at least create a character.
Maybe I'll do that. I just, you know what I do these days? I play, after we watch our hour of either Arrow or Flash, then I have about 20 minutes to play Forza Horizon 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do that, and then I go to bed.
And that's, it's a satisfying 20 minutes.
It's great. It's just enough time to do like a bucket list challenge or a race or two. And, get a wheel spin. Or
are you playing any more Lego Batman? Or have you and Ty given up on that?
No. Lego Batman 3 is awesome. It's just, we're just busy. It's just, Ty's got school.
Have you finished the story in it yet?
No. God, no.
Okay. I got pretty far over the weekend. I only got the game on Friday. I think I have 2 missions left in the story.
There won't be a lot of video game playing between now and... till we get to New York, just because they're coming to pick up the consoles are getting shipped to New York via airmail, so we'll have those when we get there. But they're leaving on Sunday, so there'll be a gap.
Sad. Sad.
That's
okay. Got to charge that Vita,
dude. I'll be talking about that later. I have that on the outline.
Excellent.
What else we got for new releases?
We have Far Cry 4, which has been getting good reviews, but I don't think any of us have played it.
No,
played at E3.
Yeah, it seems great. I mean, I love Far Cry 3. I thought that game was fantastic.
I have your copy of Far Cry 4 sitting here on my kitchen table.
That is excellent. I will get that from you at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm thinking maybe I'll just get it on PC and sell that one.
You can do whatever you want with it.
Right.
I have a game for you, Shipwreck, in my hand.
Fantastic. This is just going swimmingly for everybody.
Yeah, no, I sent Cheapy a game this afternoon.
You did. I added that one to the list here because it wasn't on there.
Excellent.
I don't know that we'll remember to find it.
I'm all about giving. I don't know if everyone noticed that.
So we'll talk about Far Cry 4 at some point.
We'll all play it. Right now, I literally have too many games. That is not an exaggeration.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have.
It is a good problem to have.
Speaking of good problems to have.
Yes.
Maybe now's a good time to do an advertisement.
Yes, we have a new sponsor. I just saw where you put the break in the outline. Sorry, didn't mean to laugh.
Do the ad?
Yeah, read it in giant bold letters. So we have a new sponsor this week, and we have this sponsor because of all the support that you gave the sponsor that we had over the last couple of weeks. So I really appreciate that, everybody, and we really appreciate your support, because when you support our sponsors, you're supporting the CAGcast, and it means a lot to us. It really does, especially me. So please, please keep supporting the show and supporting our sponsors. And our sponsor this week is another fully funded Kickstarter. It's for a game called Target Acquired by a company called Touch 10 Games. And Target Acquired is a mobile game. It's a side-scrolling endless runner game with a run-and-gun twist. It's like Mega Man mixed with Temple Run. It is a tribute to Mega Man. The musical score was even composed by Manami Matsume, the legend who composed the Mega Man music. So if you're a fan of Mega Man music, now, Chibi, I believe you were sent a file with a clip of music. I don't know if you want to post it at the end of the show.
No.
Oh.
I just want to hear that guy's name again.
It's Manami Matsume.
Matsumai.
Matsumai?
Matsumai.
Okay.
But that's pretty good. You did way better than I thought you would. I was waiting the whole show to hear you butcher that guy's name.
Thanks. But
I'm assuming it's a man, by the way.
I think it actually might be a woman.
It's a woman.
It's a woman. I was like, I'm pretty sure it's a woman, right? Okay. Hey, at least I knew that. Give me some credit.
There goes our sponsors.
Not only is the composer a woman, but Target Acquire's protagonist is also a woman, a cat girl. But the character's power and confidence shows that men aren't the only gaming characters that can be mega powerful.
Lies.
Where's Jack Thompson? Here's some cool stuff that Touch 10 is willing to do for you, our show listeners. If you comment in their Kickstarter section after pledging saying Manami rocks, they will personally give you a discount after confirming that you are from the CAGcast. So you donate. This is what they're offering. Now they have current price tiers in the Kickstarter for a CD that's unsigned. And the CD actually has pop-up 3D art inside, which is really cool. I've seen it. And that normally is part of the $100 tier. And they also have a limited number of signed CDs by Manami herself. And those normally go for $150. Now, if you say Manami rocks in the comments, they will give you $50 off either one of those. Once they confirm that you're from CAG. That's a really good deal.
Yeah. $50.
$50 off.
Almost buy a game with that.
Exactly. So you can try to get the signed CD or the unsigned CD. The unsigned CD would only cost you $50. The signed CD would cost you a $100 pledge. Or you could just pledge, on one of the other tiers. You know, that's perfectly okay, too. You won't get a huge discount on that, but you'll get, exclusive Wombat's digital love. Wallpaper, and you might help them reach their stretch goals. And they really want to meet those stretch goals. And they, as of this recording, there's only 7 days left. So you got to act fast. So please.
I watched the video. It looks like a cool game.
Yeah. And it's real easy to remember.
Higher quality graphics than most mobile games.
Yes. I watched the video as well. It looks like a really fun game. It's a side-scrolling platformer. It's touch10.com/CAG. That's the site, touch10, touchten.com/CAG. and donate to their Kickstarter. Let them know who sent you, and we really appreciate it. Again, you need to act fast. It ends 7 days from now, so early, you know, so next week, before Thanksgiving. So we really appreciate your support, and now back to the show. Touch10.com/CAG.
So we're still in the new releases.
Yes, we are still in the new releases.
We're not even close to being out of the new releases.
Okay, what's next?
Little Big Planet 3 came out. I saw it. It was at Best Buy.
That's all you
won't
got?
Be buying it.
That's all I got.
I saw IGN gave it like a 6.7.
I saw some sites loved it. I think Joystick gave it a 4.5 out of 5.
Oh, okay.
I think like Dragon Age, that Little Big Planet is an acquired taste.
By this time, you know if you like Little Big Planet, right?
Like, mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Well, it's everybody has bought it twice, and you either played it or you go, why did I buy this? I don't like this.
Or they've downloaded it free.
Right.
It's got a 78 on Metacritic, so that's pretty good.
It's all right.
That's fine.
Good enough. Good enough for green on Metacritic.
There you go. Good enough for green. That's my favorite Cyndi Lauper song.
Mm-hmm. I won't be buying it.
So. Also out for PlayStation this week is Rollers of the Realm, which is a downloadable game that is a pinball and RPG game.
Oh, that's cool. Bless you.
Published by Atlas. I've seen a little bit of it. I want to actually play it. It's cross-buy, so it works on the Vita, which is a very popular system with one GPD. So maybe he'll check that out on his plane ride. But
on my week without any video games, you mean?
Right, Rollers of the Realm. I just have not bought it yet. It's hard to buy a whole lot of games when you have to play them all too.
Right, like, especially this time of year.
I'm still able to make really stupid purchases. I bought a Virtual Boy game this week. I don't even own a Virtual Boy.
What game? Wario Woods?
Wario Land, yes.
Whatever, yeah.
Virtual Boy, Wario Land.
I called it too.
Why would you buy that?
It was, I had a coupon.
Right.
Gotcha. It was at Half Price Books, and I don't know. It looked like a good value.
Great.
I don't know. How much did it cost you?
After coupon, $13.
Well, I guess that's okay for a game you can't play.
Yeah, that seemed like a logical decision.
It seems better than paying whatever those ridiculous amounts were for those Atari ET cartridges that were.
That is you make a fine point.
I also picked up Bill Laimbeer's Combat Basketball. Yes. Super Nintendo.
Well, that game's a classic.
Yeah.
It's not Lee Trevino's Fighting Golf, but it'll do.
Also this week, Grand Theft Auto came out.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That thing.
I have that sitting next to me also, but I haven't played it yet because it showed up today and I'm doing this show instead.
Which version did they send you?
Xbox One. I asked for the Xbox One version. Is that a problem?
There's another game like
is that, you say it like it's a problem for you.
No, I'm just I just like to know. I feel like the A team gets the PS4 version and the B team gets
you know
the
what
Xbox
I
version.
Asked they you know they asked me what version I would like, and I asked someone who's playing the game what version they're playing it on, and they said they were playing the Xbox One version and that they were really enjoying it on that. So that's what I went with. I based it on the opinion of a friend I trust. Does that make me a bad person?
Well, if they ask you what version you want, then you're definitely on the A team.
Oh, look at that. I'm on the A team.
Yeah.
Bum, ba-dum, bum. We went the same way.
Well, whatever. I feel like I should wait for PC for that, too.
Neither one of you went the Ed Sheeran route. Is that what you were going for?
Yes. Yes. We love it when a show comes together, not when we're dead in the snow. That's what that Ed Sheeran song's about, right?
So I don't know. It looks great. I've only played a very small amount of GTA 5 because I was waiting for the next gen version or the PC version. And now that the next gen version is here, I feel like I might as well just wait for the PC version.
Well, you know what you can do?
What?
And I'm just saying this, you know, when you're back in Manhattan,
Yes.
I actually guarantee you that the folks at Rockstar Games would probably love it if you came by their office.
I don't know a single person there.
I will forward you information. I have names. I'm sure they would love to. I'm not making this up, too. I bet they would love to have you come by their office.
Why would they give two shits if I came to their office or not?
Because you were going to talk about your visit to their office on this show, and to them, that's worth it.
Oh, come on. They don't give two shits.
I'm telling you, they would love to have you, and you'll have a good time, and it'll be a fun way for you to spend an afternoon.
Sure.
Would you not want to do that?
I mean, sure, I would like to go.
Okay.
I got to find a place to live first, though.
I understand that. But wherever you are, if you're in Manhattan, you're going to be close to them.
Did you see... that's true. Did you see... I saw this on Polygon, I think it was. They had a video. So, you know, the new GTA Next Gen and PC versions have the first-person mode, which looks awesome. And so you can play just with a touch of a button. You can switch from first-person to third-person no matter what you're doing. So if you're with a prostitute during the game, which of course is a feature of the game, you can switch into the first person mode. And they have a video up on Polygon. And it's pretty surprising to see this in a game that's rated M. Even, you know, you don't see any AO games, but how is this not rated adults only? You see the guy in his car with the prostitute, and he pulls into an alleyway somewhere. And he pays her $50, and she just starts blowing him. And you see your guy's hand on the top of her head, bobbing the head, you know, pushing her head up and down on his member. You don't see, you know, you don't see his dick,
because you don't see a wang, and you don't see a mouth with a wang.
No,
in it.
But it's.
But that's the reason you asked why. I'm going to say that's the reason why.
It's crazy. And then, you know, you pay more money, and she straddles you. And you're banging her in first person mode. You know, obviously you don't see anything graphic.
You don't even see boobs.
No, but it's still pretty surprising. You weren't surprised by it?
I was thoroughly surprised.
I don't know.
I think the conversations they're going on during it, is what kind of puts it over the top too. Like, it's pretty crude.
She's pretty vulgar. Yeah.
She is. I was talking to my friend Camp and Kev, telling him about this, and he's like, "Oh, that's the thing that they put in this game. You know, every game that they put out, they always put something in that is just like over the top that will get media publicity. You know, mainstream media scorn. That's basically free marketing for the game. You know, whether it was hot coffee, there's always something, right?
Right.
And this is the thing that can be on Fox." And where they can talk about how it's, you know, leading to the downfall of civilization for, you know, free advertising. So I thought, Shipwreck, I thought you had some really funny lines in our instant message, in our iMessage, about how Ubisoft can't render female characters, but Rockstar can put this in the game. And also about how the developer who actually had to put this, you know, had to make this happen in first person mode. Like, you know, what was going through his mind?
Yeah, like, that's got to be weird to go into work and, well, got to work on the blowjob animations today.
Honey, I'm home.
Right, like, does this guy go home and just, like, tell his wife, like...
How was your day at work, honey?
Well,
I got the head going down, but going up is giving me trouble.
Yeah, you know, the hand on top of the head is really hard to render properly. It's almost as hard as rendering ankles going down a hill. But I'm really going to get it. You know, it's really important for this piece of work. So I'm going to give it my all, honey. Don't worry.
Where are the kids at?
Anyway, I gotta check this game out. I like that it's got the first-person driving where you can, you know, like Drive Club and Forza, where you can just see the wheel. You're looking out the windscreen. I feel like I can wait for the.
It's PC crazy version. To me that they launched this like just with everything else, like the week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and not do it either next week or the week or the previous week where there really wasn't much.
Right, like this is not the usual Grand Theft Auto event launch. This is they'll sell a ton still, But it's just,
I think that might be why. I mean, they've already sold a ton. They're going to sell a ton more. And maybe it's just a matter of getting it out at the right time for them, like, which would be before Black Friday, essentially.
Yeah. You know, they added a lot of new songs on the radio, too. Like a ton.
A ton?
162?
Is that true?
I think it's 162 songs.
I thought it was 150, but I'll take 162. I believe you.
All new. Those are the new songs? All new.
Maybe it's 162 on PC and slightly less on consoles. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. I'll take your word for it. It's over 150, we'll say.
They have Night Call on there. That's all they need.
I don't know what that is.
It's the song from Drive.
Oh.
You know that? Remember that song?
No.
Oh, God. Yeah, I remember it. Stop it.
I'm giving you a night call to tell you something. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess I'll wait. I need to upgrade my PC, though, so I can. It's time already to upgrade my PC. You too, Shipwreck.
My PC has not been terribly happy. I don't know if I need to, like, I've got that water-cooled stuff or whatever in there. Does that need to, like, be changed?
Oh, you
got to
change the oil on that mother.
Right.
No.
I don't know. My graphics card seems to be giving me issues from time to time.
You know what
time
you should do?
Buy a new one.
You just use your consoles.
No, I would say you should spend $700 on a new graphics card.
I think you should just use your consoles. Stick with the consoles. It's easier. You put the disc in. You play the game. It's all you gotta do.
Dude, you can't even say that anymore. All these games come out, they're all broken on consoles.
I know, they're completely, every game is broken. It's crazy how broken everything is. It's crazy.
Somebody actually, while we're mentioning that, somebody wrote in the CAG bag, and this is a really good point, and actually one of our friends was experiencing this. LowGear26 wrote in, and he said, are we getting to the point where games are just going to be released in an incomplete state? Halo matchmaking, Drive Club, Assassin's Creed frame rate issues, it just never stops anymore. There should be a disclaimer for customers stating that if a game does not deliver what it says is available at the time of purchase, the consumer is entitled to a full refund. And you should be. But this day and age, you can't, right? Like if I buy a new game at GameStop or wherever, if I return it, they're not going to give me my money back, right? They're going to exchange it for a new copy.
Yeah, you could probably exchange
the first time. I mean, I think if you bought it from like Target or something, you could talk your way into to saying, "Hey, this is broken."
Can you still do that? Do the trick? I haven't returned a game in a very long time. I'm trying to think if I've ever really returned a game. But where I've exchanged broken games before. Like I've had games where the disc has been broken.
Right, that's one, and they just exchange it for the same title.
But what they'll do is they'll give you a new game, but they open it in the store.
Okay.
So you can't go back there 2 days later with that sealed one that they just gave you and then return it.
But that's not going to help in these situations because the games are just fundamentally broken. It's not a physical problem with it.
Oh, I know. I've had broken discs before, though.
Right. Our friend Christian Spicer is playing the new Call of Duty game, and he's encountered there's some sort of save bug or something where he just keeps losing his progress. And he went to the store to return it, and they were like, no, you can't. I don't know I forget which store it was, but so now he's all pissed off. And our CAGcast listener makes a good point. I mean, you're buying a game at launch. You're paying full price for it, most likely. You shouldn't be punished for that. You should be rewarded for doing that. And now you're basically paying more money than somebody who's going to play the game when it's actually in a fully complete and working state. And that's not
Well, who's responsible for the refund at that point, though? Is it the retailer or is it Activision? Should Christian be calling the Activision number that comes on the back?
No. The retailer should take the game back, and then it's their job to get Activision to make good on it.
That's not always the case. Like, should games have a warranty?
But it's not. Well, that's what this guy is saying when he writes it. And yes, they should. If the game is broken,
that puts it in the responsibility on the publisher. Like when my microphone broke, I didn't return it back to Amazon. I emailed the Shore Company, who gave me a mailing label, and I sent it.
That's so different because you've had the microphone for like a year. This is when you bought a game, and this it's just the same day. It just doesn't work.
If I bought the microphone the same day, it didn't work. I could return it to Amazon, or I could go directly to the retailer. The question is the retailer to the.
But it's much easier to go to
It is easier to go to the retailer, but in this case, in the video game scenario, where that isn't an option, maybe it should be going to the publisher. Maybe the burden should be on the publisher.
Well, the burden will always be on the publisher, one way or another, whether the retailer takes it back first or not. The publisher is going to have to make right by the retailer or the customer.
I don't think this is ever going to come to fruition.
I know, so. But it's,
I think the main thing is you just have to stop buying the games from the companies that make the broken games. Like
everybody,
almost
everybody now.
It's close. I mean, that's like kind of where we are with these big AAA games.
I was going
to
say
it takes a lot of money to make. They have to hit a date so that they. I'll let you talk in a second, Wombat.
Oh, that's fine.
They have to hit a date so that they have sales for their stockholders. And if they ship a game, they know, like, hey, maybe this is like 80% of this is working, and that will be enough until we can fix the multiplayer or fix the frame rate. Like, that's kind of where we're at, I think.
It's not a good place to be.
It's not a good place to be, but that's kind of – it's a business, and that's kind of where the business is at right now.
Yeah. Well, maybe a retailer will take the initiative, and that would be a good incentive for people to buy games from them.
I was going to say, maybe that's what Kmart should be doing.
Good luck.
I'm just saying.
Are there still Kmarts?
I don't know.
That's one of the mysteries of life. I just never know.
I'm just saying store names out loud.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's what Amazon did with Nintendo on the DSs.
What? They let you return
them? Because
they
were getting so many returns that they're just like, we're going to stop selling these.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nintendo obviously didn't do right by them in that situation, and they were just like, fuck it. What else? We're still in new releases. What else?
I guess we're in the Nintendo section. Super Smash Brothers is... coming out.
That's also this. Is that a Saturday release?
Sunday, I thought.
Why?
I don't know.
That's when Nintendo does. Okay. I don't know. Some people, the Amiibos are coming out at the same time.
Okay.
I guess some Targets have started selling those early.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Sure.
Okay. We've talked about how we're not really too
interested
in that.
Yeah, it's a big release. That's fine. It's a big release.
Do we want to talk about Shipwreck? Have you played any of the Jackpack yet?
I did. I played a little bit of it.
Do you want to tell everyone what that is, since this is the first marketing the game is getting?
Oh my gosh, it came out of like nowhere. Like, you turn on your Xbox One, and the only reason I knew about it was because I tweeted out like wondering if the Monopoly game that came out that also got no advertising this week was any good. And Meager from CAG like said, I don't know, but... you should check out the Jackpack. I'm like, what is that? And so I turn on the Xbox One, and there it is. It's the Jackpack. It's the You Don't Know Jack developer, and five games in there for $25. So you have You Don't Know Jack 2015. There is a deluxe version of Fibbage. There's a game basically like... Pictionary type game, draw something, that type of thing. There's another game like, I don't remember, like SWAT the Lie or something. Another game.
That's a Lie Swatter, right? Or something?
That's Lie Swatters, probably.
That's an iOS game, I believe.
That's a better play on words.
It is a better, better play on words, yes.
And then there's
SWAT the Lie.
One. It works. It worked.
Sure. Is that like a golf thing?
No. You're when you use a fly swatter, you swat a fly with it.
Oh, I mean, I got lie swatter. That made sense to me. I didn't know where you're
going. I actually played a lot of that. I don't know if a lot is the right word, but I played a fair amount of it on the iPhone. It was pretty fun, actually. It's like Balderdash, I think. Wow, I don't. This is cool. I just thought this was a collection of You Don't Know Jack games, but I see that I am wrong.
No, well, you will get to find out firsthand.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I liked Fibbage, too. I played Ty and I played Fibbage a bunch, and he really liked it.
Yeah, so these games can be any of the games yet that use, like, they all use either your mobile phone or tablet, but if you're just playing the single-player games, which I think you can play, I know you can play You Don't Know Jack single-player, and I think it's SWAT the Lies, you can also play a single-player. You can play that with just a controller. But
cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Fibbage, I used to play. Ty and I would play that on Twitch because you can play with people who don't even have the game with that. They can just play on their phone. It's pretty cool. All right, so that's the Jack Pack. How much did you say that was?
25.
Okay. What else is this week? Wrestling.
Were you going to give any of those away, or Wombat, or?
I was going to wait a little bit, but yes, I have some. I have, what do I have? I think I have two copies to give away. Let me check.
Of the Jack Pack?
Of the Jack Pack. I have two.
All right, so if you want the Jack Pack, just write in the show comments, give us some constructive feedback, and write that you want to get jacked off. That's all. Can't wait to be jacked off by Wombat. Just throw that in there.
You have to say that exact quote. I want
well,
to get
any
jacked.
Variation.
Yeah, any variation of I want to get jacked off by Wombat.
Jacking
or
off Wombat.
Or if you want to say that you want to jack off Wombat, that is also acceptable.
Okay.
I'm not picky.
Right. What else we got? I see a new wrestling game here.
Yeah, the wrestling game came out. I know Hip Hop Gamer was very excited about it.
Yeah, of course.
That's about all I know about it. And God, there was a Never Alone came out that looked kind of neat. It was a downloadable game for
how
for
many?
Xbox.
Is this like the biggest week of games? Like the volume wise ever?
Yeah, it's so dumb.
It's so weird.
The Sonic Boom games came out. I thought they came out last week. Maybe they came out again. I don't know. There's a Tetris. There's a Picross. There's a Pokemon.
That's what I should say about that. I had to yawn about it.
Right.
Yeah, why would you put... So Never Alone is this indie game. Why would you come out now? That seems like a horrible idea.
It looked pretty neat, too. It looked like a puzzle platformer.
It looks like Limbo a little bit, but
yeah.
you're an Eskimo.
Yeah.
That's cool. But it's just going to get totally lost. It's going to die. I see the Cinemaware Anthology came out on Steam. Remember those? You ever play those games, those old PC games?
I played a Robin Hood Cinemaware game, I believe.
Yeah, let me see if that's in there. I'm looking at it now.
I think that would be later, the one that I played.
Oh, too late?
Yeah.
I can't even see which games it was. Oh, here, Defender of the Crown.
Okay. Yep.
No Robin Hood, though. Oh, it's got the TV sports games. Remember those? TV sports, football, basketball, baseball, and boxing. These other ones I don't really know. King of Chicago sounds familiar, but I don't think I played it. Doesn't have Robin Hood. Doesn't have Three Stooges either.
Boo.
Rocket Ranger. I don't know. All right. Well, whatever.
They probably can afford those dollars to get that Three Stooges license that everyone's clamoring for these days.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Anything else in new releases?
There's a million of them.
I mean, there's a lot, but there's anything else that we're going to talk about?
I don't know. Basketball Pro Management Simulator.
Okay, so no. Construction Simulator? Okay. some quick CAG news and shopping. Last week, the...
Escape Dead Island, that came out.
I saw it got a 2 from Polygon.
It got terrible reviews.
Is that a Dead Island? That's not...
I don't know what that... I could never figure out exactly what that game was doing existing. Because it's not...
It's not a Deep Silver game?
Oh, no, it's published by Deep Silver, but it's not... I don't think it's anybody that had anything to do with the Dead Island franchise. But it's a third-person zombie game. I don't know.
Mystery.
Yeah, really weird premise. I read some of the reviews, because whenever you see a Like, I think Justin McElroy gave it a 1, maybe. Or maybe a 2. Either one or
two.
Two. So I read some of his just because it's fun to read Justin's opinions on something he really does not like.
His quote is actually on their Wikipedia page from his review, and it says, "The game is a must skip, not a must play. It's not worth playing for any reason whatsoever."
Nice.
And he goes into various reasons why that is. Like, he's not the kind of guy that's just going to dump on something just to cause a
No.
Like, he went through it in detail why he did not enjoy this game.
Oh, I definitely have to check that
out.
Which
is a shame. Like, Dead Island's doing pretty well. I don't know what, I don't understand these offshoot games. Like,
the MOBA? Aren't they making a MOBA?
They made something else too. Yes.
All right. Okay. Anything else here? Shall we move along?
Might be time to move on.
Okay. So the CADcast Android app is out. You should download that for free from the Google Play Store because, I don't know, it's free.
And why not?
I paid somebody to make it, so you should if you don't download it, then I just wasted money. So don't make me into a money waster. Download the app. People seem to like it. I'm still figuring out how to include like bonus content. So one of the things that I put on there is the actual show outline that we use in PDF format. So you can
That's amazing. That is like, I don't even know where to go. It's like, you can't do better.
This is how the sausage is made.
Is that why this outline looks so much cleaner than normal?
Right. Well, you can actually see the ad that Wombat's reading off of. You can, I don't know. The one thing I can't put on there is I can't put regular photos on there, which I think would be, you can put videos, but not photos. Why can't I just put a photo on there?
I don't know.
If you're posting this on the, you should probably credit Tech Gaming with the new releases.
Oh, of course. Yes. Well, the link is on there, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, the link is on there.
Yeah. All right, Tech Gaming.
I don't want to be posting their list of games that we.
Oh, right. I'll do that now. Tech-gaming.com. Bam, bam, bam. All right, something. All right, there you go. They do a great job with those new releases. So, yeah, so do that. Check out that app, and it's coming to everything else soon, hopefully. I think it's supposed to be submitted to the iOS store today. That's what I was told. Of course, Black Friday is rapidly approaching. We have two good threads that you should check out on cheapassgamer.com. The first is just a list of all the game deals for Black Friday, listed by store. And the second one is a great list put together by moderator HTZ, which is everything sorted by console. So if you're looking to buy a new console, you can just see a list of all the Xbox One console deals, the PlayStation 4 console deals, et cetera, and you can also easily, if you're looking for a specific game, you can do it that way as well. We have the list sorted that way, grouped rather that way as well. So they're both stuck to the top of the video game deals forum. So check them out. In other shopping news, I just wanted to mention this quickly, that people have been ripping off Walmart. Did you hear about this?
Yes.
So Walmart recently announced that they'll match any online stores prices at Walmart's brick and mortar stores. So what some people figured out they could do is they could go on Amazon and set up like a fake listing for something like a PlayStation 4 console, because Amazon has that third-party marketplace. And they would just list the console for like $90 or $100. And then they would print it out, go to Walmart, and go, "Hey, Amazon, $100 PlayStation 4.
I don't think they print it out.
Oh, you just go to the website, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
This is in 2002.
Right, I guess you can't get away with that anymore these days. Okay, so whatever, they go to the website and they show, "Hey, look, Amazon's got a PlayStation 4 for $100.
Wow, why is Jerry Seinfeld trying to rip
off? Why don't you match this price?
You should match this price for the PlayStation 4.
That doesn't sound like Seinfeld at all.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo. So, yeah, and so, I don't know. I just got to say, that's some pretty shady shit right there. You're stealing at that point.
So,
I've been seeing a lot of this. Like,
just like Walmart's been stealing from America for 60 years.
No, I mean, look.
I don't know.
Well, the thing is, like, you're just... Sure, you're getting a great deal, but you're just going to make Walmart take away a potentially very nice policy.
Right. You're going to ruin it for everybody else and you're committing fraud.
Yeah. How long do you think, like, as soon as the holidays are over, the policy goes away?
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's a very difficult policy to have because you have to have trained employees that know better. Like, and those employees are not going to stay at Walmart for very long.
No.
Right. You need an employee who knows that no store is selling a PlayStation 4 for $100.
Right. I don't know. I feel bad when people do this.
They're ruining it for everybody. Don't be an asshole. Just because it's a big company that, you know, makes a lot of money. Look, they employ a lot of people. And sure, maybe they don't have the best employment practices, but nobody's forcing those people to work there. And so they would much rather have a job than not.
It's not really a question of forcing. It's really a question of choices. But yes.
Well, yeah. People got to eat, and there's a place that's hiring, you know. Anyway.
I don't think we want to have a political conversation about the employment.
We don't,
practices.
But I think people know what I'm saying.
The little old lady that greets me when I go in, she seems to enjoy being there.
Sure.
So if you're going in there and making her sell you a PlayStation 4 for $90, I feel really bad.
Right. Now you know why Walmart has just like shitty healthcare for their employees, because they got to eat that $300 on your.
Well, they turn a nice, PS4. They still turn a pretty big profit. I don't think I don't think that this is really going to hurt their bottom line. But yeah, right. Sure. I don't think the half dozen people that have been.
Okay. Well, they're going to ruin the price matching for the rest of us. Yeah, I'm moving to America. Don't ruin it for me.
There's not
going to
be a Walmart within 15 miles of where you are.
Well, my parents have a house in Florida, and I like to go there maybe and go to Walmart.
Maybe.
They live very close to a Walmart.
Visit Ohio. There's Walmarts here.
The best Walmarts, I've heard.
They're right next to the best Targets.
Exactly. Okay. Where are we here? I put this thing on multi-platforming Wombat's news and stuff. I should really change this to Cheapy's news and stuff because I'm the one who's putting all the stuff on here.
You're a hero. You're a hero for all of us.
All this stuff equals one thing, by the way.
I got home 10 minutes before we started recording.
Wah, wah, wah. I'm moving to the other side of the planet.
Yeah, so you'll have one rough day.
I've been throwing out a lot of stuff.
Oh, one rough day. Oh, my goodness.
Many rough days.
Do you have to get
really
on a plane? Oh, I bleed. I bleed for you.
I have to get my stuff in order.
Uh-huh.
I have to decide what's going to be thrown out and what's coming via air or sea. It's complicated.
Uh-huh.
I have to breathe in a lot of dust. Mm-hmm. I have a dust mask I wear.
I saw the picture. It's very sexy.
Yes.
Are there things you are going to do one last time in Japan while you're still there?
One more time.
Not really. People asked questions about that. We can get that. Maybe we can skip this fucking thing. Yeah, skip this part. I was going
to
talk about this.
We'll go back to that at some other time.
Yeah. You saw this thing I put on here from Double Fines?
Yeah.
We don't care about that, do we?
It's somebody at Double Fine said that Metacritic and gaming sites don't matter anymore, and sure, whatever.
That's all about Let's Play videos on YouTube and Twitch and Steam free weekends.
I said it before the show that my boss has started watching Twitch on a regular basis. So, well, maybe he's right.
Is he a big gamer or he's just...
Yeah, no, he's a big gamer.
Oh, okay.
He likes him some Call of Duty.
Right.
He's also been enjoying Destiny.
I know the people at my work, they still check review scores and good websites. So I think you're out of touch if you think it's all one way or the other.
That is a very accurate point, and I will subscribe to your newsletter.
Great.
So in anticipation of this move, as Wombat alluded to earlier, I did bust out my Vita. I found the charging cable, and I charged it up, and I upgraded the firmware. And I gotta say, I'm not, you know, it, I think I am impressed with, you know, that you can get like a bunch of free games because of PlayStation Plus, and those will keep me busy while I have no consoles. But in terms of just the sophistication of the device and the smoothness of operating it, still has a long way to go. I had to upgrade the firmware twice somehow. Like, it wouldn't take me to the next, to the most recent firmware. Just in one shot, I had to get to like 3.0 first and then do it again, I think, to get to something else.
Okay. That's unheard of.
Which is not that bad. But no. then I'm like, all right, well, let me get some of these free games. And I got like Binding of Isaac just came out, and I guess I had got Fez on PlayStation 4 or something. So all these things. So you download the game, but then you have to go and install the game separately. Like, there's all these steps that could be easily taken out of the usage of the device, and things that you're used to if you use an iPhone, for example, where you download something from the store and it's just, okay, you push the button once and then it shows up and it's ready to go. But this, it's all, you know, a lot of please wait boxes popping up on the screen. Once you download something, it sits on your home screen, but it doesn't get installed until you actually tell it to get installed. And because I noticed in my notification center, I had all this shit there, and it was all these things that I had downloaded previously that needed to be installed.
Well, some of that could be stuff that needs just to be updated as well.
Right. Why doesn't it just do it? Just do it. It's 2014. Just, why do you need my permission? I told you I wanted to buy the thing. I pushed the button. I downloaded it. So obviously, I don't want to just download it and have it sit on my home screen and not be functional. Install it. Come on.
I think that's so that it doesn't fill up memory cards quite as fast. I don't know.
But I downloaded it. It's already there. It's already filled up the card.
Well, it hasn't downloaded all the updates, though.
I don't know. It just seems weird. It just seems like it hasn't come very far in terms of that type of user-friendliness.
It is what it is. It's not going to go any further. Like, yeah. This is what the Vita is.
This is what you got. Okay. Yeah, but that being said, I like the value of getting the free games off of PlayStation Plus, and I'm looking forward to spending some time with it next week.
It's a great little system to play on.
I just wish it was a little more sophisticated. And you know, the 3DS has the same problem. So I did the same thing with that. And just to even figure out how to update the firmware on there, it's like, good luck if you haven't used it in a while. I mean, you got to go into the system settings, and it's the very last item on the last page of the system settings.
Are you still
complaining,
old man?
Yeah, man. Oh, I thought I'm not allowed to complain about Nintendo. Sorry. Forget I said that.
Old man awesome. Yells at cloud.
it was a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, that's that. Let's do some CAG bag, shall we?
Sure.
Blah, 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 blah.
I have a question. I have a question for you. I've been watching. Yes. It's a CAG bag. It's appropriate. So I've been watching this show with my kids called World's Weirdest Restaurants on the FYI channel.
Yes.
And they have a lot of Japanese Tokyo restaurants on there.
Yes.
Have you ever eaten in the restaurant where you can fish for your own fish in the restaurant? Nope.
I know about those, though. We almost went to one, but that is a real thing. And some of them, you sit in a boat.
Yeah, that's the one they showed. The one where you sit in a boat in the middle of a restaurant and try to catch your own dinner.
Yes, that is a thing.
Have you been to the restaurant that's an Alice in Wonderland themed restaurant?
No.
Because there's an Alice in Wonderland themed restaurant in Tokyo that looks all sorts of creepy.
I think there's one that's like a toilet-themed restaurant, too, and they actually serve the food inside like a toilet bowl, and the stuff looks like duty.
And there's also one where you could eat like around a whole bunch of animals.
I just like to go to a good restaurant.
I just need lots of weird stuff, and I was like,
We went to Ninja. I think there's a Ninja in New York, too, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it's still there.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I did go to Sushi Yasuda. My friend came into town and he made reservations at Sushi Yasuda, which is like a famous... He was in New York for a long time and he moved back to Tokyo recently.
People do that.
Start his own place. Yeah, it was really good. I totally recommend that place. And it's much cheaper than Jiro. And it's much better, actually. And he speaks English very well because he lived in New York for a long time. And he teaches you a lot about sushi while he's serving you. And he's got huge guns. This guy is like jacked up, even though he's...
They said huge gums. I'm like, okay.
No, he was like flexing for us, and he, it's like just ridiculous. I think he boxes or some, or does some sort of martial arts. But he was, it was a really cool experience, a much better experience than Jiro, where they rush you out after 40 minutes. It was really cool. And like half the price. So that's Sushi Yasuda.
Excellent.
Yes. Blah, 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 blah. Original Hawk writes in and asks, do you think game companies should do away with review embargoes? Maybe that will help consumers when the game is broken.
That's why they have the embargoes, so you still buy the game.
They don't want to help you.
Yeah, they're not out to help you.
They want to sell. I mean, I think the real reason for the embargo is, you know, didn't Ubisoft deny that they had that embargo in place for Assassin's Creed because the game wasn't really finished yet? They were saying, you know, the online components weren't exactly ready. But I think, you know, the bigger reason for the embargo is to give the reviewers time to actually play through the game, and that everybody is sort of on a more or less equal playing field. Mm-hmm. In terms of getting their reviews up. I mean, that's what we're usually told.
There's truth to both things. I mean, the embargoes, they're not going away. There's no reason that taking embargoes away would help consumers necessarily either. I mean, you're just going to have reviews get out there earlier that could potentially have bad information in them. I mean,
it's not like it's going to fix the games for you.
Right.
If they get rid of embargoes. The game's still coming out at the same time at that point. They're not going to push it back because a week before the release, they realize that the game doesn't work. It's still coming out broken one way or another.
And a lot of the time, like when you're reviewing something, it honestly is not broken. Like when you're playing it and then all of a sudden the game comes out and all these people are trying to play it and
yep.
it breaks online.
A la Drive Club.
Or they put out a day one patch that all of a sudden something is broken now when it wasn't when the reviewers were playing it and writing about it.
Yeah, so I don't. It's probably not going to affect your shopping experience much. Just wait. Just wait a couple days. The best thing you could do is you don't need to buy the game on Tuesday. Wait a couple days, see what's happening, and then check it out. But I don't think the embargoes would affect that much either way. World famous Ben Gilbert writes in and asks me, what food am I going to miss the most in Tokyo, Japan, not counting Tokyo American Club? I mean, New York has everything these days, right? I can't imagine that there's Japanese food I'd say 99% of the Japanese food that's available here is probably available in New York.
Yeah, I think you're going to be fine.
Because I remember, I feel like I ate more Japanese food living in New York than I do here sometimes. You got Little Tokyo, right, in the East Village. They got all that shit. So I don't know that I can name a specific thing that's not in New York. I mean, teppanyaki, maybe? You know what that is, Wombat?
Is that where you cook at your table?
That's more of like the, I guess, hibachi style, they call that in America. Like Benihana.
Yeah, well, you have that a lot. There's a lot of Benihana. Well...
But
it's still here, yeah.
It's still there, but I guess teppanyaki here is like a very expensive, it's like super high quality meat usually, and it's pretty
pricey.
Are they
really good at throwing it up in the air and into your
They don't do that here.
Well, then that sounds like less fun. Why would you want that?
That's considered disrespectful, I think. These guys are, you know, professionals. They're not throwing shrimps around at each other.
But that's fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
Would you rather have the shrimps flying around, or would you rather have like?
You know,
the best
we tried hibachi with my kids once, and they didn't eat anything. And
why?
It's expensive here too. So to
why
pay,
didn't they eat anything?
Because they were like, "Oh, chicken? Yeah. Try the rice. You like
chicken?
The rice? We don't like rice." I'm like, "You guys are the worst." So
your kids don't eat chicken or rice?
No, they don't.
What do they eat?
Nothing.
They must be very skinny.
Lots of peanut butter and jelly. My son likes turkey a lot. He does like turkey in forms, like slices of turkey or turkey bacon is his favorite now. Not regular bacon. He doesn't like regular bacon. He only likes turkey bacon.
Right.
I don't know. My kids are weird. What do you want from me?
Yeah. So Ben, I don't really know how to answer that question because I'm pretty sure they got everything there. I mean, I remember Shabu Shabu. We like Shabu Shabu a lot, but I remember they had that in Manhattan. And this was, you know, 9 years ago. I'm sure they have a lot more now.
I don't know about a lot more, but
I'm sure everything, pretty much everything is covered at this point. A lot of these questions are about me moving. Ian H. Gus wants to know what the first pizza place you're going to try in NYC. My favorite place was Patsy's. You know Patsy's Pizza, Wombat?
Yes, I know Patsy's Pizza.
The one by my old apartment I know went out of business. The one on 34th and 3rd.
Okay.
But I'm sure there's other ones. But
I'm pretty sure there is still one there. My father put the carpet in the most recent one. So.
Oh, really? So they still have them?
Yeah.
But I like Grimaldi's. I had Grimaldi's in Vegas, and that was just... That was amazing.
You're gonna find good pizza in Manhattan. You're gonna find
right.
It. You're gonna be happy. You're gonna go, oh man, this is good pizza. This is good pizza around the corner from my house.
Right. But I don't need many carbs.
They got that chili Fritos pizza in New York.
No. Oh, that thing looks so nasty. I don't know where a Papa John's might be in New York. I believe there is one in Manhattan because I read the Esquire article about how they ordered one to their office, but I don't know where one would be within the vicinity of my home.
Do they sell pizza with no carbs in New York City?
You mean just a plate of, what would that be? A plate of
cheese.
Sauce? There's carbs in, well, not that
no,
many.
No, cheese.
Carbs.
It would be cheese on lettuce, I guess.
That sounds so gross.
And like a tomato, and tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Not too many tomatoes. Yeah. It's high sugar content.
Right. Let's see. Dark Gothic Fate writes in and asks, what are some things you will miss about Japan and things you will not miss, and what are you looking forward to in the US? I guess I will miss just like the cleanliness of Tokyo and the lack of crime. You know, like, you know, all the first graders just walk to school by themselves.
Yeah, you're not gonna be able to do that anymore.
That ain't happening, obviously. And not only that, but I have to explain to Tai like why he needs to like be with me within my line of sight at all times, as opposed to now when we go to the supermarket and he just, you know, go and he does his own thing until we leave.
Especially in Manhattan.
Yeah. So we'll miss that. I will not miss the earthquakes for sure. That I'm looking forward to no earthquakes. I will miss the mild winters and I don't know, but I am looking forward to be able to have real conversations with people, or even just like small talk with store clerks or any of that shit. That I'm really looking forward to. And, you know, seeing my friends who I haven't seen in a long time. And of course, I'll miss my friends here as well. Yeah, I don't know. And Pinball RJ wants to know if I've said goodbye to my toilet yet. I will miss my toilet, my ass washing toilet. Mm. I'm going to have to find a pretty baller apartment. If I want to find one that has,
well, isn't it just the toilet seat though? Really?
Yeah, you can just buy the toilet seat and put it on, but you need to have access to, you know, you need to wire it and, you know, have water hooked into it somehow. Mm-hmm. I don't really know the technicalities of how.
I don't
works.
Either. I just bought a new toilet
seat. I bet a plumber
seat.
Does.
Yeah. A plumber could do it. I don't know if they let you do that in a rental apartment, but maybe.
Maybe
as long as if you, I don't know. But I do like an ass wash, I'll tell you that. There's nothing better than an ass wash after you take a shit. I mean, just you feel so clean.
You can also just get wet wipes.
That is true. But there's something about the ass wash. It's just so civilized. You savages in New York, in America, I don't know how you do it. But
they're dry, tapped, cake poop asses.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
That was gross.
Animals.
That was gross even for me.
I know. I just threw up a little. All right. Let's wrap things up. Wombat, why don't you give a very quick second plug to our sponsor?
Yeah. Check out Target Acquired, side-scrolling endless runner game with original music composed by Manami Matsume. It looks great. You can learn more about that at touch10.com/CAG. That's touch10.com/CAG. And remember, if you post Manami Rocks in the comments after donating to the $100 or $150 tiers for the CDs, you can get a $50 discount if you respond to a private message. So check that out.
And you should really split that $50 with Wombat.
Oh, totally. Totally split that with me.
If you're really a fan.
All the real fans just mail me cash.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you for listening. Next week, we're off next week. So for the Thanksgiving holiday and for moving across the world. But we will see you in December. Bye.
Breadstone.